Our next report looks at just some of the eccentric ways some people have crossed the channel. At the narrowest point of the channel, France and England are only 34 kilometres apart. But that's still a lot of water to cross, especially if you're not going by plane or boat.
Swimming. It was an Englishman, Matthew Webb, who first swam across the channel in 1875. His time? 21 hours, 45 minutes. Before this, the only other person to have attempted the challenge was another Englishman, J.B. Johnson, probably because thousands of years previously, humans had invented the boat. But since Webb's triumph of pointless endurance, there has been no stopping people. So far, 1,831 individuals have swum the channel, some multiple times. The record holder is a British woman, Alison Streeter, who has swum it 43 times. And the person with the most non-stop crossings is also a woman, American Sarah Thomas. She's spent 54 hours swimming back and forth, crossing four times in 2019, because someone had already swum it three times, naturally.
Hoverboard. Now, this is more like it. In 2019, French inventor Frankie Zapata crossed the channel in 22 minutes on his Flyboard Air hoverboard. His only teeny-weeny problem is that his hoverboard cannot carry enough fuel to make the crossing in one go. So, what did he do? He decided to install a platform halfway across the channel where he could land and refuel. Which is a great idea, so long as you don't miss the platform, as he did on his first abortive attempt.
Skydiving. In 2003, the Austrian daredevil Felix Baumgartner demonstrated that if you go up in a plane to an altitude of 10 kilometres above Dover on England's south coast, you can jump out and skydive across the channel in about 14 minutes. He wore a carbon wing on his back, an oxygen tank and a suit designed for temperatures as low as minus 40 degrees Celsius as he travelled at a speed of around 360 kilometres per hour. Alternatively, there are numerous commercial flights from Heathrow and other airports every day. Light snacks and hot drinks are offered.
Amphibious car. Fans of the TV show Top Gear will not be surprised to hear that in 2007, its three stars, who now present the identical Grand Tour show on Amazon, crossed the channel in a converted Nissan Navara pickup truck. Just. Their two other amphibious vehicles, a converted VW Combi and a classic Triumph Herald, both sank, forcing the three to take refuge in the pickup.